prevent the IRS from touching tax-deferred distributions. In the first part of Leg 1, we talked about the primary types of tax-deferred saving strategies, which include IRAs, pensions, 401ks, and many other plans. One of the biggest decisions you'll face when you retire is how to start tapping into these plans. At that point, the money you've been saving tax-free throughout your career will finally be subjected to taxes. Your challenge will be to prevent the IRS from taking too much of your distributions in taxes. There are three types of distribution options from employer-sponsored plans: annuity, lump sum, and partial lump sum. The Department of Labor requires that all plans must offer an annuity payment. However, not all plans are required to offer lump sum or partial lump sum. Hopefully, your employer will allow you to choose among the three, though some employer plans only allow annuity payments. Let's examine each choice. Annuity payments. All employer plans are required to offer you an annuity payout in the form of monthly income. These payments will continue for the rest of your life. In the case of your 401k, you can surrender the balance to an insurance company that will guarantee payments for life, with the amount of monthly payment depending on the balance in the account and your age. When considering early retirement, the annuity payouts will be smaller because you have a longer life expectancy. The payouts are taxed as ordinary income and don't qualify for any special tax treatment for federal income tax purposes. Some states tax these payments and others don't. Rick's tip: Alabama, Illinois, Mississippi, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, and Tennessee don't tax pensions. Alaska, Florida, Nevada, South Dakota, Texas, Washington, and Wyoming have no state income tax. All other states may tax all or part of your pension income. In most cases, annuity payments aren't eligible to be rolled over, transferred to an IRA. Rolling over distributions from an employer plan to an IRA avoids taxation. The one exception is if the annuity payouts are for a period of less than 10 years. Note that a 10-year payout isn't less than 10 years. Listen to the following story of Mark Johnson, who learned this lesson the hard way. Case study: Mark Johnson, retiree.